It's Tuesday, the 21st of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Delimitation and Demarcation Commission, chaired by retired Judge Petrus Unengu, has recommended 7 regional adjustments, 10 new constituencies, 61 boundary changes, and renaming 2 constituencies. Unengu presented the report to President Nangolo Mbumba at State House on Tuesday, who confirmed it would be reviewed by Cabinet before public release.
The Commission was mindful of the potential risks of tribal and ethnic segregation, which could threaten the hard work, peace and stability that our nation enjoys today. Furthermore, it is worth noting that the Commission decided against the creation of any new region. It is worth mentioning that the Commission was tasked with both their delimitation and demarcation of boundaries. Contained in the report is the complete delimitation work and the Commission's final recommendations, which must guide the final technical demarcation work of the Office of the Surveyor General.
Here's President Nangolo Mbumba.
They were very conscious of the number of citizens we have, not to create institutions for the sake of appointing people to those positions. So no new governors to come, only governors for the 14 regions. We will then study this document, take it to Cabinet. Cabinet is the final authority in decision-making in the country. It's not the president. The president does not decide alone.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has arrived in Davos, Switzerland for the 55th World Economic Forum, supported by his delegation, including DA leader and agriculture minister John Steenhuisen. Ramaphosa will begin his program with a bilateral meeting this afternoon with the founder and chairperson of the forum's board of trustees, Klaus Schwab. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says terrorism has changed as he warns it's not just organised groups that are a threat.
We also see acts of extreme violence perpetrated by loners, misfits, young men in their bedroom, accessing all manner of material online, desperate for notoriety.
Starmer's been setting out details of a public inquiry into the Southport attacks of last year, in which 3 young girls were murdered at a Taylor Swift-themed event. Axel Radakubana pleaded guilty on Monday to the murders, but it's emerged he was previously known to authorities. And finally, Future Media and Sanlam will host the Hit for Hope Charity Golf Day on Friday, 28 March 2025, continuing their mission to support education in Namibia. The event has raised nearly $500,000 Namibia dollars for educational initiatives since 2022. Local corporates have been invited to contribute to improving access to quality education nationwide. Future Media CEO Gary Strubel.
We're very pleased to announce the fourth edition of the Hit for Hope, the Future Media Sanlam Hit for Hope charity golf tournament. Already had tremendous support and response from many of our partners and clients. It really is going to be a phenomenal day. I sat in the planning session last week. It's going to be some very cool stuff. Make sure your golf clubs are all polished up and you've got a couple of spare golf balls because the golf course is going to be green as well.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, or on our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.